Every successful Eden OS call moves through the same 7 stages in the same order. And if you jump ahead, pitching before you've asked anything, or closing before the prospect has told you why they'd want to, the call stalls. When a call goes badly, you can almost always trace it back to a stage you skipped. Those 7 stages are connect, permission, discover, position, handle, close, and confirm. And we're going to walk through each one. Stage 1 is connect, and it happens in the first 4 or 5 seconds. You have about 4 seconds before a stranger decides whether you're worth listening to, so don't waste them on a long introduction. The opener has 3 parts. Your full name and company, because people who hide that get screened. A reason for the call, in plain words, and a question that hands the conversation back to them. It sounds something like this. Hi, is this Mike? Mike, this is Dan with Eden OS. I'll be quick. We work with plumbing companies on calls that go unanswered when every truck's out on a job. Is that something you're dealing with over there? Swap the middle line for whatever fits the business you're calling. HVAC, a salon, a medical office, a roofing crew. But keep that same shape, name, company, one plain reason, one question. And know what kills a call in those first 5 seconds. Opening with, how are you doing today? From a total stranger. Because every cold caller says that and everyone recognizes it instantly. A long company introduction before they know why you called, sounding uncertain or apologetic about calling at all, and talking for more than about 15 seconds before you ask them anything. Stage 2 is permission, and it runs maybe 15 seconds. Asking for time isn't weakness, it actually flips the dynamic, because once they grant you something, they're slightly invested in what you do with it. The line is simple. Do you have 60 seconds? If it's not relevant, I'll get off the phone and I won't call you again. And you have to mean the second half. If you say you'll go away and then keep talking anyway, you've told them everything they need to know about you. Stage 3 is discover, and this is where deals actually get made, and where new reps rush past, straight to the pitch. There are 4 question types, and you ask them in order. Don't skip to the 4th. First, situation questions. How they're handling things right now. Facts, no judgment. How are you handling calls right now when everyone's on a job? Second, problem questions. What's actually not working? In their words, not yours. What's the most frustrating part of that? Third, implication questions. Would it cost them to leave it alone? What does that end up costing you? Time, money, or customers? And fourth, need payoff questions. Getting them to say the value out loud themselves. If every one of those calls got answered and booked on the first ring, what would that be worth to you? And here's the single most important rule in the whole manual. Never tell a customer they have a problem. Ask questions until they tell you. A problem you name is an argument. A problem they name is a reason to buy. Stage 4 is position, and it only takes 30 to 60 seconds, because now, and only now, do you actually talk about Eden OS. 2 rules govern it. Reference what they actually said back to you. You mentioned you're still catching those calls off a ladder. That's exactly the part Adam takes off your plate. And say less than you want to. Every extra feature you list is one more thing for them to object to. You don't need to explain the whole product on a cold call. You need one sentence that ties Adam or Eve to the one thing they just told you was broken. Stage 5 is handle, and it runs as needed, however long a prospect needs it to run. It's covered in full later in this book, but the universal shape is 4 moves. Acknowledge. Repeat it back without arguing. Makes sense. Fair enough. Isolate, find the real reason underneath the surface objection. Can I ask, is that about the cost, or is it more the timing? Reframe. Answer the real concern, not the one they led with. And re-ask. Ask for the same small step again, the free demo. Never a bigger ask. You're never asking anyone to buy $25,000 a month on a cold call. You are only ever asking them to hear their own phones answered. Stage 6 is close, and it should take about 30 seconds. Ask a direct question and then stop talking. Most lost deals are lost simply because the rep never actually asked, or ask and then talk straight over the answer. Would it make sense to put a demo number in your company's name so you can hear Adam answer a call like one of your own customers would? No cost. 15 minutes, then stop. Let the silence sit there until they answer it. Stage 7 is confirm, and it's your last 30 seconds on the call. Don't hang up without doing all four things. Repeat the day, date, and time out loud. Confirm the best number and email. Tell them exactly what happens next and who will contact them, including that the demo number and instructions come from EdenOS, and that they can look up the published price and the offer for themselves anytime at stayelite.com, and thank them by name. Now, how does this 7-stage flow relate to the 5-phase question-led method taught elsewhere in this book? It is an arrival approach. It's the call floor translation of it. That method groups a call into 5 broader phases. An opening built around staying calm and neutral. A long middle where a sequence of question types does almost all the real work. A short bridge. A tightly scoped presentation. And a close build on direct commitment questions. Line the 2 up and they fit almost exactly. Connect and permission together are that opening phase. Stay unhurried. Stay a little detached. Frame the call as small and low stakes rather than a pitch arriving out of nowhere. Discover is the engagement phase in miniature. The 4 question types compress the same ground the longer method covers in 5. Facts about how things work now. The real problem and its personal costs. A picture of life once it's fixed. The cost of doing nothing. And a final gut check on urgency. Position covers both the bridge and the presentation. Referencing their own words back to them is the bridge. And saying less than you want to is the presentation discipline. Handle lives inside both the engagement and commitment phases. Because objections don't wait for a tidy slot. They show up whenever resistance peaks, often right as you're asking for the close. And close and confirm with the commitment phase and its aftermath. Ask, stop talking, and let real silence do the work. Tone carries all of this. Stay curious through connect and the early discover questions. Slow, unhurried, genuinely interested, not reciting a script. Let a little concern into your voice once you're asking about impact. A flat, has that had an impact on you, lands nothing. But the same words said, like you actually care, land completely differently. When you reframe an objection, you can afford to be a shade firmer, especially when you're pointing at what happens if nothing changes. And on every important question, especially the close end on a downswing, a calm statement, not a hopeful question trailing upward and begging for a yes. Think of the 7 stages as the beats you actually run on the phone, and the 5-phase method as the reasoning underneath why each beat exists in the first place.